When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The move back honestly had nothing to do with what my future might look like with the Giants, which I think for us makes it all the more special because it truly was a move back because we enjoy this area and we enjoy the friends that we've made in this area. And I think just over the last few weeks, months, we've been kind of talking through some different scenarios and it's where we landed.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Boy, did Posey shut Willard's theory down. Will. That was the game within a game this morning.
Look at Willie.
Boy, I got served.
No, what happened? No, that's not you getting served. What happened was me.
No, shout out to
it's not.
Yeah,
it Cannon.
You threw answer. Up. It was like skeet shooting. And, you know, Buster said, pull. And then you set up your question. And Buster said, chka, chka. And he picked it out of the sky. But at least your skeet, was in the air for a little bit. It was a good question, and he answered it the way he answered
it. I think Stan was kidding. Can we not present it this way? There was absolutely nothing wrong with that. What are we talking about?
There's the story before the story.
Okay, hold on a
minute.
And
you got yours coming, too, at some point.
Bring it. You won't.
I'm listening to Willard yesterday, and I heard him say, you know what? Looking back, we should have saw this coming when he moved out here.
I did say that.
Yeah. And then, you know,
that was a setup for today's question.
Exactly.
And then, and by the way, just because he said it doesn't mean it's true.
Mm. Calling him a liar?
Well, no. I'm saying that he is now a big, big face at a big, big press conference, and he'll tell us what he wants to tell us.
Yeah.
Similar to if we had said, hey, is Bryce Eldridge starting at first base next April? What do you think he's going to say?
That's more of a question for Bob.
Baseball minor league player of the year.
Yeah,
America. What Mark is calling him right now is bluster Posey.
That's a one. Dan's not your
that's
best one.
Yeah. I thought it was great.
He came in earlier. The guys were talking about the buzz in the room, and I said, buzz Ter Posey, and you gave me a one. That's better than bluster Posey.
But Willard, down on you.
It's bluster Posey.
You're down on me? Yeah. What'd I do?
You took a shot at us at Chase yesterday.
No, it wasn't at you. It was at the situation.
Dude, I drove out the lot like I had a good day. Shout out Ice Cube. Hey, breaking news, 4 hours fire. What better way than Sonny and Guru is checking?
I was making fun of the situation.
And that's what
you ended up in.
You're right.
I'm like, this is what happens in life.
I said he was making fun of.
This is what happens in life. 3 weeks ago, you sat down and someone went, hey, like, you know, Warriors Media Day. And all of us are like, dude, who doesn't want to be at that? And then you arrive. Farhan's been fired. The Niners have won a football game for the first time in 3 weeks. Right? And you're sitting there with Buddy Hield going like,
I told you, Stein. Hey. He was making fun of the moment.
The moment.
And you never know.
It's not your fault.
I want to take you guys back to, might have been 2014, could have been 2013. And our old boss, Jason Barrett, remember he had that contest where he asked listeners to book a guest for us, and whoever had the best guest, whatever listener,
I was on the weekend.
You might have been at Nights with my favorite, whoever booked the best guest would get a prize. And so I'm doing Rise Guys with Whitey and Crides, and we're live from the Olympic Club, and it is a Thursday or a Friday, I can't remember which one. We did two shows from there, and on the line is David Price. And we're about to go to David Price, and a listener had booked David Price for us.
Yeah.
And this listener was going to win. All of a sudden, the word comes in. Matt Cain is on hold, fresh off his perfect game.
Ooh.
This was June 14th, and it must have been 2013, because I was fired by 14. So 2013, we're live at the Olympic Club. We're not doing a whole thing on golf. We're doing, you know, Matt Cain. Well, Matt Cain, perfect game. But David Price is coming on. So we're going to ask David about Matt, and then Matt calls in, so it's like, tell David sorry.
Hold my
sorry,
beer.
David Price. We're going to Matt Cain, so In this business, you never know where the pivot's going to come from.
Speaking of which, Matt Cain in 40 minutes.
I must have...
That's partly why I told the story.
Clearly, this was when I was fired because I just would have gotten staff.
You didn't have that...
It's out of control
that gravitas in 13. But you know what? I think that actually... You got fired before me,
yeah,
and then you got rehired back before me.
That's true.
Because
when
I got rehired back, you were there in the conference room to greet me, and I remember that in February of 2015.
Can I tell you a line that Dibley had yesterday that I swear to God I was laughing out loud in my car?
Because you got
to
call him out.
Actually, LOL. I did.
No, he will.
Yeah. I did. He goes talking about Posey and hey, who do you think he'll hire? And Dibs goes, well, I got to tell you, I'm really interested to see what's going to happen to Pete Patella.
Yeah. I mean, funny at the time, not so funny today.
Yeah, reassigned.
Right. You know Pete what that means.
Patella. He's not been fired.
Correct.
No,
but they're finding stuff for him to do.
He's going
to
clean the bathroom. I was there today. It needs some work.
I'm trying to remember what show it was where somebody got reassigned and their new office was in the basement. And
that was like, Office Space.
Yeah, thank
that
you.
Movie.
Thank you. Yeah. So yeah, you're great reassigned. Oh now God. You're in a windowless basement, Pete, and you get to go ahead and look at video of, let's look at the history of the split finger fastball.
Let that be real. If they wanted to fire him, they'd just fire him.
Right.
They're gonna have him do something. They must value him on some level, or they would just let him go.
Yeah.
Right?
True, but
it's not like he's like, oh God, you can't. We're buried underneath the Pete Patella contract.
Right.
Like, just let him go if you don't want
him.
If
the demotion is so ignominious or embarrassing, he can always leave.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to take whatever demotion he's getting.
I mean, he just got here. Yeah. So, you know, whatever. Yeah.
I spent 4 hours trying to convince him at the top of the to-do list for Buster, Operation Snail.
See, I don't agree with that.
Hold on.
And that's not my opinion. That's his opinion, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear?
Granny,
do you have, let's let the listeners hear exactly how Buster answered Susan Slusser's question toward the end about Blake Snell.
I mean, Blake's one of the, you know, premier starting pitchers in the big leagues, has been for a while. And the run he went on the last 12 or 14 starts, I think I saw a quote from Bob. It was really like nothing you'd ever seen. So he's obviously somebody that's going to be a priority for us to take a hard look at and, make a decision as a group.
So I can only tell you what I did when he said that. I leaned forward in my chair.
You were in the room.
And then I leaned back in my chair.
Ooh,
because as soon as he said he's obviously someone who's a priority for us, I leaned forward in my chair. And then after a quick pause, he goes, to take a look at and then make a decision as a group.
Okay.
And that means to me he's gone.
All right. Shout out Twitter. Follow me here.
Okay.
If he did somehow retain the services and bring Snell back, wouldn't this thing get off to a bang?
Here's what I'll agree with you on.
You know what I mean?
I'll agree with you on the concept.
That's a foul.
I'll agree with you on the concept, not the player. I'll agree with you that Buster, it would be very good for him to take a big swing, but somebody has already brought Blake Snell in on free agency. That was Farhan. I would do something that Farhan hasn't done, which is grab some of the young players in your farm system, send them out of here, and get a shortstop.
Mm.
Like that's like right now, Doval and Matos for Bo Bichette.
Okay. All right. Wow.
I would do that like as quickly as it is available to me.
All right.
I would do that.
Because I'm calling Eldridge Jaski's favorite guy a phenom. Mm-hmm. He got to AAA.
Oh.
I know it was in September. Is there a chance in this new baseball that he could be on the big club in some form or fashion?
Dave Fleming told us yesterday, an absolute yes, that he will make his Major League debut next year.
If I set the over-under at June 1st.
I'll take the under.
Exactly.
Man, that's exciting in itself.
No need to go exciting. Get Soto.
I didn't want, he ain't leaving New York.
Not Soto, it eliminates Pete Alonso unless you want to sell Pete. Then on the second half of his career, he could just come be a DH. Mm. You could do that,
and you need one of those. And the thing about Blake Snell that hit me from Buster today is he talked a lot about Matt Chapman and what Matt Chapman did, which is show up every day and play every day.
Yeah.
And Blake Snell, when he got healthy, he showed up every day and he was dominant.
Incredible.
And then he had one more start to make, And he said,
Bobby Evans said it was a nothing burger because they're
did not use that term.
But I'm telling you.
What did Bobby say?
He said, tell him that's something. That,
what, and I love Bobby. We talked to him at Michael Urban's funeral.
Yeah.
He basically said, when guys going into free agency,
it's okay.
It's okay.
Like, they still want to keep him here, so that was allowed.
I get it, but if you're Buster, and I think that the one thing Buster wants is some everyday players. Like, Matt Chapman played, 150?
Incredible, man.
152?
I don't know what the number was up there.
He had a great year.
It was up there, and I think that Buster wants those types of guys who are going to show up every day. Patrick Bailey, even though he didn't have a hit for about 5 weeks, he showed up every day and went out there and played. And so, for me, that's one of the messages I took from today.
Yeah, I think the best part of today, and I would say there was a lot more good than, and I wouldn't use the word bad at all of it, but the best part of today is that Buster Posey talked about how they're in the business of making memories.
I thought that was his
best quote.
Where?
We're in the business of making memories so that fans can go out there.
He said that.
He drew a line directly to, obviously he didn't use himself, but he's one of these people. Lincecum and Mad Bum and Matt Cain, 230. And before him, Will Clark and Barry Bonds and you can go on
good
and
times.
On. Like, he basically said, we need a lot better players.
And it's fact.
We need a lot better players. And that doesn't mean you have to win free agency or spend the most money or whatever. Like, in fact, almost all of those guys he mentioned were homegrown players. So I don't know necessarily where they're coming from, but he needs to be very aggressive very quickly in getting players on the roster who people want to see, obviously.
You know, like, here's the way I looked at it. It's very vague, but when the Giants were winning in 10, 12, and 14, I feel like there were certain players, and you could say, you know what, they're Giants. Like, they fit the profile. And I think that's kind of what they want to get back to. Like, let's get Giant players here who are going to be here for a while. That's kind of why I don't see Snell being really a fit. I don't know. I think Posey wants guys who are going to be invested here, who are going to be here for a while. I'm not saying Snell wouldn't be.
But it sounds like it, though, Stone.
Does Blake Snell feel like a Giant to you?
But he has no IU on video or anything in the paper of not being happy here.
Well, that's not true. He had that issue with the Athletic staff early when he thought they were pushing him and he wasn't quite ready. And I don't know. He just doesn't feel like Buster Posey's kind of guy.
He's a little bit of a quirky guy.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a great pitcher. He's a little bit of a quirky guy. And again, if you're right now, if you're Buster and you're thinking about like allocation of resources, I don't know that that's necessarily the place to do it. Like, there are a lot of good free agent pitchers available. Do you need to go to the top of the market when you already are looking at a Logan Webb and a Robbie Ray and you like Hayden Birdsong and I don't know about Kyle Harrison, but like that's not probably where I want to break off my biggest contract. I would much rather
everyday player.
Yeah. They need, as they said it, they need cleaner, professional baseball players.
So you think the days of Yaz, and I'm just bringing him up because he showed the pulse late, Lamont Wade Jr., you think those are coming to an end?
They could be bench guys, but I think you need a real everyday first baseman, and you need a real everyday right fielder. Yeah. If Yaz is your fourth outfielder and Lamont Wade Jr. is your DH / backup first baseman, that's okay to me, but you need a shortstop, somebody you can rely on for 145 of those. And, you know, Brandon Crawford was a guy who didn't hit a ton all the time, but you put him out there and you knew that he was going to catch everything from second to deep short, and he was going to be the dude. And I think Buster said today the phrase pitching and defense more than once, and that's how they won. And so I do think that he's going to build this thing in that same way.
You think they regret the Correa non-signing or seeing the medicals? Because he had a batted 314 homers.
But that was 13 years until he was 41. Wow. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't, and he wasn't that good last year. I don't know that that's, you know, on the Mount Rushmore of things that went wrong with the Giants in the Farhan era. I do, like, the players you just brought up, we were just talking about this in the other room, and this is unfortunate for these guys. It's not their fault. But the fan base
is so angry with Farhan Zaidi that I think that there are three players in the system right now who sort of just have Farhan residue.
Name them, man.
Get, Farhan residue.
Luciano, clearly.
Yep.
Let me do this, Mark, and we'll try to guess.
Go ahead.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I would say Luciano, even though he didn't draft him.
That's not one of the people I'm thinking.
All right.
That's not one of the people I'm thinking.
These are the guys that are out there daily.
Yaz.
Absolutely.
Because I saw yesterday or 2 days ago, he said, I have a soft spot for Yaz.
Well, here's the thing about Mike Yastrzemski and the other two, which I'll name in a minute, which is they are quintessential Farhan Zaidi players because, and this is, again, it's not their fault, but what this organization was defined by for 6 years is, hey, look at the guy that I found that's actually a little bit better than he was supposed to be.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Doesn't mean he's a great player. Wow. But hey, look what I found in the bargain bin that actually should be on the main aisle.
Wow.
And fans are done with that.
Conforto?
It's not Conforto. He's gone
anyway. Matos.
No. It's Yaz.
Let him
Wisely.
Come. Let him come.
No, I want to guess. No,
these are so bad
you've
guesses.
You've missed five times. Exactly. Take a play off.
You've got three strikes.
Yeah. All right.
Man.
It's Yaz, Wade, and Tyro Estrada.
There we go.
Because all three were acquired in the exact same way, which is look at this player that I got for nothing.
That's real.
Who can actually kind of play.
But
he can kind of play.
I get it.
But it's not what you really want out of first base or right field.
No doubt.
Yeah, he's a really good defensive player and is solid enough to be on your team. Wade, like, you didn't hit for any power, and I don't know what the hell happened to your leg, but it never got better. And
after
you're really,
2 weeks, you're
in
All-Star game.
And you're not
game.
Very good defensively over at first, by the way. But we found you for Sean Anderson, so that's cool. Tyro Estrada, do y'all remember this? Cash considerations.
Yep.
That's a cash considerations deal. That's a win, but is it? Yeah. Because if he's hitting 220,
he fell off. Yeah.
Exactly.
Can I tell you who I want out of here?
Is it me?
No, it's a giant player. I don't want to ever see him again, believe it or not.
I'm trying to guess.
Kurt Casale. Mm. I want him out.
Why the hell would you?
There's something about him.
Is he in your
I just don't like him. I don't like him.
Terrible.
He's like the Giants version of Steven Vogt.
Exactly.
No,
he's not as good as Vogt was.
He doesn't hit as well
Vogt
as Vogt
can play on
No,
my
but
team.
He can receive, and he's a catcher. Beloved backup
catcher.
You
hate him for no reason. That's what's wrong with us,
it's
man.
What he does about Kyle Juszczyk, too.
For no reason.
Best Juszczyk's much better than Casale.
Best interview on the team by far.
Casale?
Oh, God, it's not close. He is a
Casale.
Gem of a dude. Kurt Casale.
Speaking of which, Willard, right, let me down today.
Huh?
Let me got two questions in. You got one.
No, you didn't.
I counted two.
He did?
Another mistake?
Yeah.
He
got
one. He got one.
I had two for
you got one.
Well, the...
I had two on the score.
But whatever. He can win. That's fine.
And the lady was like, we'll go two. I'm like, Willard!
Yeah, no.
Number two!
The top three were... It went Slusser, McCauley, Willard. And Slusser and McCauley each doubled up, which is fine.
I got it wrong. Will, I heard Thank love you. It twice. Yeah. I go, Lincoln Sammy. Maybe.
Willard on the podium, which was an upset. I set the over-under yesterday at 10.5.
Yeah.
Now, when you say podium...
Like, the top three.
Oh, he's saying I got a bronze medal because that was the third question.
He was
question.
The third questioner.
I caught Chiz's eye early.
Sluss went 1-2, and then Janie McCauley from the AP went 1-2.
Oh,
and then and I loved it. I'm in the car coming back from dropping off the baby at the park. Let's go to Mark on the Let's right side.
Where do
Mark.
You get off jumping in before Baggerly and Pavlovich?
I was sitting next to Bags, and he didn't want it yet.
No.
He didn't ask for it.
He didn't want that smoke.
He didn't ask for it. Our phones were sitting on the chair in between us together, and
the great ones do assess first.
That's right. He wanted to lay back. You want to sit back? He said, you go take the mic, buddy.
Yeah.
He goes, I know I'm here every day. You take the mic.
Kawakami okay. in the weeds as well.
Kawakami, I think, was four.
Yeah.
He was pretty quick.
Might have been. And Johnny Shea with Bombshell.
Well, he waited, and then he showed up with a big sack of sandbag. Like, he
had received
a little combative. It was a little tiny bit combative.
Hey, so he's friction.
Like, now that you have a new regime, are you guys going to be a little bit more...
Let me finish his thought. They start answering and he jumped in like, I'm going to finish this.
I actually thought that's an interesting concept that Brian Johnson wants. No, he does not want contracts of coaches and GMs.
Oh, Greg.
Brian
Johnson. Brian's the catcher. Wonderful home big home run. For the Giants, yes.
The stick.
And I was thinking about that because that to me is interesting. Like, he thinks that's unnecessary. Like, he doesn't want that out
it's
there.
It's a distraction.
What if I give a point to both sides on this one? If Greg wants that to be private, that is totally allowed for it to be private.
But why?
But Shea is saying, if you want to be private, be private. You told us something that actually wasn't true. Right.
Oh, boy.
Right? You said, and it wasn't Greg. It was Farhan. You said that it was a three-year deal. And it's not a three-year deal.
He came with it.
So I think his point was... like, you could either not say it, but if you're going to say it, how about if it's true?
And then the follow-up was, what about Bob's extension? And Greg started to jump in, and John said, I'm actually asking Buster. Greg said, that's a Buster question.
Yeah, Greg gave it to Buster.
And no, Greg said, that's a Buster question. Yeah. And John said, that's who I was asking.
That's who I'm talking
John
to.
John wasn't playing this game.
And then Buster said a whole lot of stuff. Without saying anything which is Bob does not have an extension.
No, but he will, I would bet, within a week or two.
I'll take the over and bet you anything you want.
Yeah. Do you think that he'll get an extension before the start of the year, or will he enter as a lame duck? I'm not going to make a bet.
He said that.
And John used that phrase twice. I'm not going to make a bet on timeline, but I would bet you that he gets extended before the year starts.
I love that Shea used lame duck twice.
How about no extension? We'll go ahead and pick up that option on the third year.
That's fine. That's splitting the baby, and I'll allow that.
And then we're going to see how the year goes, and if it's going well, and you're in first or second place to the All-Star break, now we're going to add some years on.
That's a fair way to
put
it.
That's what I would bet.
And Buster with a three-year deal, how soon until his feet are held to the fire?
Well, all I know is Farhan won 107 in his year three.
Stoddy asked me how long I was giving Buster. I said 3 years.
Dude, Farhan...
in this new baseball, 3 years?
Well, I did this yesterday. I mean, his record.
Yeah.
You can play the record game all you want. How many years was he here? Six?
Six.
He just made one playoff. So, yeah, it's wins.
Those are tiddly wins. Give us the postseason. 1-6.
Zero series
wins. To hell
wins.
With the regular season numbers.
You know what? Judge Posey the same way.
I will.
When they go 75-87 next year,
I'll take the over.
Just know... that's worse than any Farhan year.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Well, what was Mark Jackson's record with the Warriors? Do you know that?
Hand down.
Better than Farhan. And he won a postseason series.
And turned the culture around.
You ought to be ashamed.
You should be ashamed.
No, you should be ashamed.
No, because you're cherry picking.
Please.
And you're supposed to be coming at me.
Let me tell you something else.
Come at me, dog.
I did. I was telling you I left.
Yeah, he did. That was it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I liked it. Never mind.
Let me tell you.
You're a funny guy. I love.
And I got to get out of here. But feel free to pick up on this conversation.
You actually don't.
It's 209.
Let me tell you, I have no proof of this, but Bob Melvin, he didn't do Farhan any favors from inside that building.
What does that mean?
He gave him the job.
What does that mean?
That means...
what does it mean?
It means I think there was some...
he threw him under the bus.
Yeah, it was some stuff behind the scenes.
Do you think that Bob
was alone? The conversation with Bags Willard when he was saying all of this stuff all come from you, and he was
But is that throwing Farhan under the bus, or is that an admission that there was stuff there?
Yeah, there was stuff there.
Yes, agreed.
And I guess I'm just not fast to jump on Melvin's side all the time. That's all.
I don't know that that side has been created. I'd also say that this, and that it felt like this in the room today. Today was a reboot for Bob Melvin. Last year now doesn't count.
Yep.
Oh. Now listen.
It all counts.
You can feel that way. I'm telling you that that's my read on the organization, is that last year is now going to be wiped clean on Bob Melvin, and the same way that we sort of did that with Farhan. Because remember, year one was with Boch, and it was just like,
Stanley, you said, I'm not going to count those.
I'm going to retire. And then now we're going to start reviewing Farhan. I think the same thing's going to happen with Bob. They're like, okay, now you get a different president, different philosophy.
Right.
Now let's see how it looks, Bob.
Same with Shanahan. Those first 2 years after Kelly and
year one is often just kind of like year one, like figure it out, get your feet.
So we had Draymond v. Osler yesterday, and today Shea versus Johnson.
it was a little quicker. It was just a brush back. The benches didn't clear.
Bob Melvin, third all time in managerial wins without a World Series championship.
Who's the first two?
Facts. Gene Mauch.
Wow.
And Buck Showalter.
Oh, boy.
Take that to the bar today.
Yeah. Buck got to one, though.
Did he win it?
No.
Yeah, no rings. Yep. Melvin, third all-time among ringless managers in regular season wins.
But it's
These
Melvin.
Are just facts.
He's a local guy, so that's okay.
No, I love Bob. I love Bob. We had him on a weekly back in the Rise Guys days.
When honestly, I threw the fastball. Remember he told me I heard Aldretti.
That's going to do it.
And Dibs goes, Google with no class.
I want to hear about his first pitch for the 19th time.
And you talk to us.
Man, Willard.
What? I'm just saying.
I threw so many first pitches at Major League games. They had me on a pitch count.
Don't start taking your equipment apart.
He said I did. Three. You have some class.
I threw three.
I threw a heater.
It was like 73. No movement.
They called me BP in high school.
Yeah.
I could throw a strike. I could throw a strike.
Was it slow?
Didn't have a lot on it.
So I wouldn't be afraid of you.
Oh, God. That is my sign. You'd have ripped me in the gap big time.
Get out of here.
Oh, are you leaving?
Yeah, I mean, right, Lucas coming in here solidified that.
Why? What do you got
to
do?
We're going to the Miami.
He's like the right fielder in Parenthood. He has no business being out there.
Are you going out there for game day?
I'm going. I'm going to meet Nash, Lucas.
Okay. You going to game day?
Yeah, and the boss goes, oh, you're not going to go. Him and Bonds.
Dude, let me just say this, and I'll do it quickly as Steiny's packing up.
Oh, he can. Yeah,
I went to game day at Texas A&M, College Station, Tennessee in town. I got there at about 7. It was one of the more fun days I've ever had at college
game
day.
That solidifies it.
It was incredible.
A little difference between College Station and Berkeley.
What's the difference?
On 95.7, the game. Stick around tomorrow. I'll give you the answer.
There's a tease.
What a tease.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.